Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is a video about how Donald J. Trump is proving his idiocy yet again with regard to the Ukraine conflict. But I'm focusing in particular on the fact that it's emerged that a few months ago, the United States blocked Ukraine from firing the long-range missiles into Russia. Okay, so Trump says he wants peace. Remember, he promised there'd be peace within 24 hours. A totally idiotic, extremely dishonest promise. But you know, his MAGA people, they're still at his side. I mean, some people who voted for him are unhappy with him now, not really because of that, about his moronic tariffs, which have really harmed the United States economy. It's the economy, stupid, as Bill Clinton said. That's the primary thing, the bread and butter issue. And there are some Americans who don't care that much about Ukraine, some even sympathetic to the Kremlin's position on it. So, okay, so he wants peace. Right, working, trying to talk nicely to Putin totally doesn't work. Trump has underscored just how thick he is yet again. I think you could smooth talk him, you can spar him and stuff like that. Every US president for almost a century has come into office trying to improve relations with the Soviet Union or then the Russian Federation and had some success. I mean, you know, we could go through all of them. Okay, Biden, situation wasn't that bad, they got a lot worse. With the invasion of Ukraine, you know, Barack Obama pressed the reset button. George W. Bush was actually very cordial just after 9/11. And I'm not going to go through all of them. So Moscow has pocketed its concessions, given away as little as possible. And obviously, you know, Russia was in a fairly strong position a few years ago, not as strong now because they've proven how rubbish their military is. And obviously they've had so many of their assets destroyed. But then again, they do have a million man army. Okay, about 5% of their army is female. So if working, talking nicely doesn't work, flattering him, things like that, any concessions we could lift, whatever, we could lift sanctions. I'll make sure that Ukraine's never allowed into NATO. Yeah, and then not asking for any concessions on the Russian side. No ceasefire ever. The Russians didn't do any ceasefire. The Senate declared a ceasefire, which they totally didn't observe, just carried on firing. So Trump is idiotic enough to trust Putin on the basis of no evidence whatsoever. And that is what lunacy is, believing things not just without any evidence, but despite the evidence, in the face of the evidence, not saying 2 and 2 makes 5, but 2 and 2 makes -5, believing the total opposite of the objective reality of what's proven. And obviously Trump is fact-free, as Bill Clinton said. Bill Clinton, a very, very evil person, but he's not thick. Even William Jefferson Clinton's worst enemy wouldn't say he's short of the grey matter. And then obviously Trump chose Witkoff, and Witkoff was one of the least suitable people to be his peace envoy, who seemed to know nothing about Russia or Ukraine, who was just a New York property deal, a Trump sycophant, and so on, and came out there parroting Putin's talking points and so forth. Wow, wow. So blazing rows with Zelensky, so enfeebling Ukraine's position. So what would cause Russia to end the war? And that would be being defeated on the battlefield, driven back into their own homeland, or the cost of war being so high that they simply cannot afford to prosecute the war, cost in terms of lives and treasure. And so Trump threatening if it doesn't get ceasefire and never fulfilling his threats is the boy cried wolf. Even if the next one is sincere, Putin's not going to believe it. And I wouldn't either. Another thing is, as everyone's observed, Trump always chickens out. Trump, who was not going to hand himself over to arrest, but he did. Never surrender, said. But he did surrender himself. That no, he'd won the 2020 election. He wasn't going to leave the White House, but he did. You know, the government shut down in January 2019. He was never going to back down on this until he did. And there are multiple war examples of that. So thrice, Russia's been about to have a ceasefire. And if they didn't, there was going to be hell to pay. And he did not fulfill his promise. He didn't carry out his threat. Likewise, there are going to be ruinous tariffs on Russia, on India, if they didn't radically reduce the amount of oil they purchased from Russia. And again, he's not followed through that. The tariff's been much lower than expected. And then putting Ukraine in a weaker position by reducing the weapons that they're going to get, possibly reducing intelligence sharing. We know after that unseemly squabble in the Oval Office was in February this year. They stopped intelligence sharing. They cut off arms shipments for a while. Even when they've been restored, they're not as under the Obama level. and doing everything to weaken Ukraine's ability to defend itself, and the Russians saying, well, things are going our way. I mean, they are inching forward, and as the United States is reducing military aid to Ukraine, the military balance is going to shift towards Russia. So why would they call a ceasefire if the war became very, very costly to them, if they were being pushed back? Then it's like a ceasefire might make sense for them. I mean, obviously permanent peace, and now Trump has thrown that one out the window. Doesn't mean a ceasefire, go straight to immediate peace. He's given Putin the prestige boost of meeting him face to face, and indeed inviting him to Alaska. Now, Heinz Kissinger, who died, was it 2 years ago? Henry Kissinger, evil, evil monster, but he knew a bit about diplomacy. He wrote the book on it, Diplomacy, and said the meeting with the heads of states must be the end of the process, not the beginning. It was all been sorted out in the back room for weeks, months, and then sign, okay, the photo opportunity, and all that's great. And this was simply opening negotiations. So he's given him that prestige, well, illustrious for Putin. But other people will say, you know, Orban Viktor in Hungary, so why can't I invite Putin? You know, or Robert Fico in Slovakia might say, well, I'll invite him too. If it's acceptable for the United States, it must be acceptable for us. And, you know, gradually this sending Russia to moral Coventry might break down amongst the friends of freedom. So he's really cut Zelensky off at the knees, and worse maybe yet to come. And maybe he's just going to let them fight it out. So, therefore, that'd be a psychological boost to the Russians, as it'd be a blow to the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians mostly accept they're not going to get back the illegally occupied regions for the foreseeable future. Not fighting this war, maybe in 10 years, maybe in 50 years, things will happen. Look at East Timor under total illegal occupation by Indonesia. It was absolutely no possibility they were ever going to get their freedom back. But they did. There's no way they could, you know, a couple of million people could defeat over 200 million people. But the United Nations got the Indonesians to withdraw at the end of the dictatorship, and it happened. It may happen in decades to come. I mean, it's never going to happen if Trump is going to be as helpful as possible to the Russian Federation. So cutting them off from arms, which is making it more difficult for the Ukrainians to defend their homeland, and is giving every incentive to the Russians to continue this. Putin, who already thinks things are going his way, is reinforced in that belief every time Trump says he's not going to arm them, and saying, well, he'll just let it fight out. He get bored. He walks away from the whole thing. So it's staggering. It's very worrying. And his threats are just not credible, because nobody can trust him. He's completely inconsistent, as in, you know, he's got a weather vane mind. There's a total lack of preparedness. So he just doesn't know what he's talking about. His irascibility, the way he's an egomania, the way he takes it personally, it's all about me. His susceptibility to flattery makes it very, very easy to play him. He wasn't willing to have Zelensky there. He did at least speak to Zelensky after that Alaska meeting. And Trump, I'm sure, is too ignorant to realize that Alaska belonged to Russia at one point. And obviously, many of Putin's fans are openly demanding it back. Because as Zelensky correctly said, that if Ukraine falls, the United States may be on the hit list. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecarlin792@gmail.com. Goodbye.